Good evening. This is Akash Bani. The news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Bhubaneswar in Orissa this afternoon. The three-day conference will provide an interactive platform for senior police professionals and security administrators in the country to discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues. The conference focuses on key aspects of national security, including counter-terrorism, left-wing extremism, coastal security, new criminal laws, narcotics, among others. The President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service will also be awarded during the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the conference from tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Bhubaneswar this evening on a three-day visit to Orissa. During his visit, the Prime Minister will take part in various programs. Soon after his arrival in Bhubaneswar, the Prime Minister will address a public meeting near the Biju Patnaik International Airport today and then hold a roadshow from the airport to Raj Bhavan. Disruptions marred the proceedings in both houses of parliament on the fourth consecutive day today. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were adjourned for the day following opposition's ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. In the Lok Sabha, when the house met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, opposition members from the Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well, raising slogans. Rejecting the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members, the presiding officer urged them to play a constructive role. The opposition members, however, did not relent and the presiding officer adjourned the house for the day. Aam Aadmi Party MPs today protested outside parliament alleging a rise in crime in Delhi. Talking to media, party leader Sanjay Singh said the central government should take steps to stop crime in the city. On the other hand, Congress MPs from Punjab also protested in the Parliament complex. They alleged that Food Corporation of India is not purchasing the crop at minimum support price and stated that farmers are compelled to sell their crop below MSP. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the government is continuously monitoring the situation related to incidents of violence against minorities in Bangladesh. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, the minister said the government has taken a serious note on reports of incidents of violence against Hindus in Bangladesh. He said homes and business establishments have been ransacked and there have been attacks on the temples and other places of worship across Bangladesh in August this year. He said the High Commission of India in Dhaka is continuously monitoring the situation related to the minorities in Bangladesh. He said the primary responsibility for the protection of life and liberty of all citizens of Bangladesh, including the minorities, rests with the Bangladesh government. Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, will deliver Akashvani's prestigious annual Dr. Rajendra Prasad Memorial Lecture today. The topic of the lecture is Vaishvik Khitij Par Bharat Ki Badhti Bhumika, that is, India's growing role on the global stage. The lecture will take place at Rang Bhavan in Akashvani premises and is broadcast annually on the 3rd of December to mark the birth anniversary of India's first president, Dr. Rajendra Prasad. The event will be attended by Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal, CEO Gaurav Dwivedi and other senior officials. The Supreme Court today has the Shahi Jama Masjid Committee at Sambal in Uttar Pradesh to approach the High Court over the mosque survey case. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India, Sanjeev Khanna, and Justice Sanjay Kumar was hearing the plea and challenging a trial court order allowing the survey of the mosque in Sambal. The apex court directed the trial court not to proceed in the case till the petition filed by the Masjid Committee against the survey order is listed in the Allahabad High Court. In the Syed Modi International Badminton Championship at Lucknow, the quarterfinal matches are being played today. Ace shuttler PB Sindhu advanced to the women's singles semifinal a short while ago. She defeated Chinese player Dai Wang 21-15, 21-17. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.